This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we focus on the young calves. Dr. Tom Earlywine is Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products. Tells us more about calf scours and how it's just not one common disease.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's too easy for me to name the causes because too many calves that have scour issues. And so when you think about calves and scours, you first think of E. coli, rotavirus, coronavirus, cryptosporidium, giardia can be a challenge. Mycoplasma can cause a little bit of challenge. The problem is I rattle those off so easily, it shouldn't be the case. We shouldn't have that much issue with all of these challenges of the calves. But calves by nature are somewhat susceptible to diarrhea and scours. And so we're always working on that challenge. And then the fact that three of the most common causes, rotavirus, coronavirus, and crypto, are not really treatable with antibiotics at all. When some of the organisms are not even treatable with antibiotics, the challenge becomes, how do I even deal with this calf that's scouring? And so the approach we take in those cases is we look at trying to keep the calf hydrated, because dehydration is really what kills most of those calves anyway. It's not the diarrhea itself, it's the dehydration that kills those calves. And so we work extremely hard to keep them hydrated, but also keep them well fed, because one of the challenges in the past, we've tended to take milk away when we're treating for scours. We assume that the milk is part of the cause, but it's not really part of the cause. It can provide nutrition to the bacteria, yes, but it also provides nutrition to the calf. And so if we take it away from the calf can no longer fight the disease and fight the challenge. And so they've actually done a research study at the University of Wisconsin where they compared withholding milk versus feeding milk during diarrhea, and found that calves actually recovered quicker and gained faster and gained better when they continued to feed milk versus taking it away for a day or one feeding or two.
So the prevention of this, you mentioned hydration, you know, getting a lot of water. Let's talk about electrolytes with that as well and the importance of that.
Yeah, that's actually when it comes to those three in particular, the three are three of the most common, rotavirus, coronavirus, and cryptosporidium. Since there isn't an antibiotic therapy that's really going to have a big impact there, keeping the calf hydrated is really the only choice you have to really treat the disease, so to speak. And electrolytes are fantastic for working through something like that. And the biggest challenge, some people are hesitant to use electrolytes because of cost. And so we've made an approach of trying to use a two-part system in our electrolytes as well as a complete product. In the two-part system, allowing for some sort of prevention, so to speak, to keep the calf hydrated ahead of the time you think they may scour. Then once, if they do break with scours, then go ahead and add the ad pack or the treatment portion of it to provide the additional support when they do scour. And by doing that, we not only lower the cost of providing electrolytes, because some of the prevention is fairly inexpensive, but also you can really target the animal to get the right type of treatment depending on the severity of the challenge. How bad are they scouring? Those sorts of things. The neat thing about electrolytes in general is, and this is a key thing to look for when you're looking for an electrolyte, is palatability. Oftentimes they'll drink an electrolyte and they won't drink milk. Then if you can get them to drink something, the hydration status, and then give them a little bit of nutrition, is still better than nothing. And we don't like to tube feed any milk beyond about 5-6 days of age. We don't like to do it because the calf's rumen start to develop, and when you tube feed milk, it actually goes into the rumen, and so you can mess up the rumen fermentation, cause bloat, and cause some challenges. And so instead, what people will do is provide electrolytes, and if they don't drink their milk, they provide extra electrolytes and may even, depending on the severity, provide some IV electrolytes, intravenous electrolytes. And once you get them rehydrated, then they'll start to drink milk again rather than force feeding milk. Because oftentimes at that point, if they're that dehydrated and that scouring that bad, they won't drink milk because they have no gut motility and milk is still sitting in their stomach. And so if you force feed milk, it's not going to go anywhere anyway. It's still going to sit there. So it really doesn't help.
That's Dr. Tom Earlywine, Director of Nutritional Services with Land O'Lakes Animal Milk Products.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.